As we mentioned, Egypt's health ministry has said one person was killed today, but Dr. Ala Alaswani says he expects the true number is higher. He's a best-selling Egyptian novelist, also a dentist, and a political activist. Dr. Alaswani has been agitating for a democratic Egypt for years, and since the current demonstrations began, he has been out on the streets protesting. He told us the army had been protecting protesters, but no more.
What the army did today is very strange, and it is not consistent with the role of the army. We are all, as Egyptians, relying on the role of the army to guard the equilibrium of the country in the transitional period till we achieve democracy. And the army has been all the time our pride. And the army refused many times in the Egyptian history to shoot the protesters. But today, the role of the army was negative for the first time.
Well, if the army urges everybody to go home and to stop demonstrating to restore calm, will people listen to the army, or will they decide that's not the real?
Not at all. You cannot, after beating people, arresting people, torturing people, and killing people in the streets, you cannot ask them to go home. You cannot deprive the people from saying what they think.
Dr. Alaswani, you know the United States pretty well. You studied in Chicago. I'm wondering what you would tell an American right now who's saying it's very inspiring, the protesters are very courageous, but I'm afraid that a government that includes Islamist movements in it will turn out to be like Iran. It will turn out to be a religious dictatorship.
Well, this has nothing to do. You cannot compare Iran to Egypt. It's totally different. The role of the Islamists in Egypt has been exaggerated intentionally by Mubarak regime to send to the West a wrong message, to say that either democracy in Egypt means that you're going to have Islamists in power. This is not true at all, and I would say that I was with the protesters participating to the revolution from the very first day. This revolution has a liberal tendency. People are asking for Western democracy with parliament, constitution, and all democratic tools. And I must tell you as well that the reaction of the U.S. has been very frustrating. The official reaction by Obama administration was hesitating, and it looks at some point that They talk about democracy, but they keep supporting one of the most terrible dictators in the region.
Do you have any doubt right now that Egypt is headed in the direction of a democratic government? Are you at all concerned that somebody might yet either defeat this movement or hijack a revolution?
No, I have no doubt. And I'm very, despite my feelings, not even as an Egyptian, as a human being, I feel very sorry for the young people who died. But I have no doubt about the future. I'm very optimistic. I'm quite sure that this dictatorship is over. And I'm not worried about hijacking the revolution. But what I am worried is that the dictator at the end becomes a kind of a wounded tiger. And then he becomes very dangerous, and he could really be very harmful to his country and his people.
Well, Dr. Ala Alaswani, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Dr. Ala Alaswani, he is a dentist, that's why we say doctor. He is also a novelist. His books include Chicago and the Yacoubian Building.
This is NPR.